Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 13, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 12. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus's heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon called the Black Man, Lucius from Cyrene, Manaen the childhood companion of King Herod Antipas, and Saul. One day as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them." So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. So Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit. They went down to the seaport of Seleucia and then sailed for the island of Cyprus. There, in the town of Salamis, they went to the Jewish synagogues and preached the word of God. John Mark went with them as their assistant. Afterward, they traveled from town to town across the entire island until finally they reached Paphos, where they met a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He had attached himself to the governor, Sergius Paulus, who was an intelligent man. The governor invited Barnabas and Saul to visit him, for he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer as his name means in Greek, interfered and urged the governor to pay no attention to what Barnabas and Saul said. He was trying to keep the governor from believing. Saul, also known as Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he looked the sorcerer in the eye. Then he said, "You son of the devil, full of every sort of deceit and fraud, an enemy of all that is good, will you never stop perverting the true ways of the Lord? Watch now, for the Lord has laid his hand of punishment upon you, and you will be struck blind. You will not see the sunlight for some time." Instantly mist and darkness came over the man's eyes, and he began groping around begging for someone to take his hand and lead him. When the governor saw what had happened, he became a believer, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. Once again, that was Acts chapter 13 verses 1 through 12 inches, the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. There is strength in following the Holy Spirit with no reservation. The church in Antioch was willing to sacrifice and send out missionaries to plant churches, even though it meant they would lose Barnabas and Paul's preaching and leadership. Paul and Barnabas were willing to be sent out from their church to start new churches, even though nothing like this had totally been attempted before. And when the gospel was being challenged by Elymas, Paul had the strength to call the man out. Paul said some pretty harsh things, but Paul was an intense man, and he even called himself the, quote, worst of sinners, end quote. The punishment that Elymas received was actually very similar to what Paul himself received. God's power moved the heart of the governor, and he became a disciple of Jesus. When we are willing to follow the Holy Spirit without reservation, we have incredible strength and boldness. Boldness does not mean rudeness, but it does mean we speak the truth in love, with wisdom in our timing and delivery. Following the Holy Spirit means we live in a constant state of prayer and obedience. God gives us the ability to adjust the sails, but He is providing the wind. That is a different way of living, and so much stronger than trying to row everywhere. Every follower of Christ can learn to be bold. It begins by focusing more on the voice of Christ than your critics. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is holding you back from following Jesus without reservation? Today, how can you surrender to Jesus 100%? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.